Moments with Andy, the podcast. Brought to you by 100.3 and 102.7 The Point and The Night Show.
My name is Andy. Thanks for spending a moment here with me. It's Wednesday, July 27th, and I'm a little upset. I'm a little sad. I read a story on CNN.com about the Zadroga Act. Now, I hadn't heard about it before, or I hadn't recognized the name. It was set up a program that would basically compensate first responders, policemen, firemen, who rushed down to Ground Zero, you know, September 11th, 2001, to, you know, help out fellow Americans. Well, many of these folks experienced medical conditions and serious illnesses afterwards, so this program helps compensate. It pays for some of their treatments. Well, they will not be compensated for cancer treatments because there's an inadequate published scientific and medical finding that a causal link exists between September 11th exposures and the occurrence of cancer. So some of these folks have been experiencing very rare cancers at such young ages as 34, like Reggie Hilaire, a New York police officer, diagnosed in 2005 with multiple myeloma cancer, which his doctor said very, very rare for someone who's 34 years old. And we're not going to find any scientific causal link between being at Ground Zero and developing these cancers, I'm telling you, for probably like 10 or 15 years, if ever. And that's a long time. And I don't find that's very fair. Let's say we never find a causal link. That's fine with me. Why don't we help them out anyways? They were down there on the front lines, helping out fellow citizens, fellow Americans. Maybe it'd be a nice thing for us to do to help pay for their chemotherapy, for their radiation therapy. I know we don't have a whole lot of money to be kicking around, but this might be a worthwhile thing to do, especially if we do find a causal link one day after a lot of these folks have passed away. Now, am I just trying to throw money down the drain? I don't think so. But you let me know what you think. I'd love to hear it. Andy@kwpt.com. Very glad now to be bringing you the fifth installment of Unacceptable Gym Behavior. Got a lot of suggestions from listeners and podcast listeners, and sort of forgot to bring it up. It's been a while since we've talked about unacceptable gym behavior. So this one, very cool, and I totally agree with this one. Now, depending what gym you go to, you know, if you go to the gym, there are quite often sort of separate rooms from maybe the weight room. I'm thinking of the Arcata Health Sport. There's like a basketball court, multi-purpose room, if you will, you know, like step classes, aerobics, Zumba, is that what it's called? Different kind of things go on in these rooms. And in the Arcata Health Sport, there's like two little windows on the door where, you know, so you can see what's going on. Like if you want to go shoot some hoops, you can check and see, okay, there's people in there, I'll come back later. Well, one thing a lot of people do, and I gotta say, part of me feels bad. I feel like I'm always picking on guys at the gym. But guys, you make it far, far too easy. So the unacceptable gym behavior here is if you walk up to those little windows when, let's say there's a class with women moving around, women in tight pants, let's say, doing something. And guys, if you walk up to that window and just stare in front of everybody else, that's creepy. That's unacceptable. Maybe if nobody else could see you, it wouldn't be as creepy because nobody would know about it. But you're basically just sitting up there and mouth breathing on the window, and we can all see that. So knock it off, please. That's unacceptable. Commonly held belief, it never hurts to do the right thing. Well, sometimes it does hurt. It doesn't mean it's a bad thing to do the right thing, but yes, it may hurt. Jay Rogers was at an Atlanta gas station, and all he really wanted was a fellow customer to say thank you when he held the door open for him. Well, the other man remained silent and just walked through the door. So Jay Rogers pressed the issue, confronting the man and trying to get him to say thank you, which the guy would not do. Jay Rogers eventually even followed the man to his car, still trying to get a thank you, where the other man pulled out a gun and shot Jay in the abdomen, sending him to the hospital for 9 days. Well, the story doesn't end there. Jay Rogers, interviewed a little bit later by WSB-TV, whatever, and he kept nagging the man, urging him to do the right thing by turning himself in. So even after trying to get a thank you, even after being shot, he went on the television and said, "Hey man, all you had to do was say thank you. Now all you gotta do is turn yourself in for shooting me." So, never is the wrong thing to do the right thing, but sometimes, sadly, it does hurt.
This has been Moments with Andy, the podcast, brought to you by 100.3 and 102.7 The Point and The Night Show. Moments with Andy is made possible by a generous grant from the Horace P. and Nancy R. Shakey Foundation.